Good morning. You are welcome to 1 month session of results. It's the third quarter of 2024. I'm the Investor Relations Director, and I will be the Master of Ceremonies today. Today we have Gustavo Estrella, our CEO, and the other executives of the company. The whole presentation will be carried out in Portuguese with interpretation for English. If you want to listen to the presentation in English, it will also be on our website. We remind you that everything is being recorded. I'm now going to give the floor to Gustavo Estrella to present us the results. Cyrino, thank you very much. Now we're on the third quarter of the results. We're going to start now with our highlights of the results. So I think the load positive with a growth of 2.4% in the third quarter and 4.9% in the accumulated of the 9 months. Our EBITDA with a growth of 0.7, 3,155 million. The accumulate 9.858 billion reals. Our profit 1.5%, 1.3 billion reals, and in the 9 months with a decline of 0.5, 4.1 million. Our net debt 26.6 billion, with a leverage of 2.04 on the EBITDA. This is all according to our financial covenants. Our CapEx, a growth of 17.8% with 1.4 billion reals. And the 9 months we close with 3.9, remembering that our expectation is to close with 5.9 million reals investment. Some awards that we had, the first of the Institutional Investor Research, we got the most honored title for the high performance, CEO, IR professional. It's very important, and it reflects the importance that CPFL gives with the relationship to the market in general. Abradee Award, also in relation to ESG, the finalists were all from the CPFL Group, and the best of the Southern Region, Santa Cruz and Paulista, and in the South, the RGE, the best company, and in the evaluation of the client, CPFL Santa Cruz. This reflects our strategy of operation, especially in the relationship with our clients. In relation to the awards, we have two important recognitions in Valor 1000 and Época Negócios 360. For the second year, we get the first place in the power sector, and these probably are the most important awards of the Brazilian market. As for diversity, we had the election of Mrs. Wang Qiji as a board of directors member, and as for green hydrogen, we announced a partner pilot project in the state of Rio Grande do Norte. This is a partnership with Mizuho, and it is something that is going to bring a series of new insights of how to work and develop this market in Brazil. Now let's move to the next slide about sales. The first third quarter, we had a growth of sales per class of consumption of 4.1%. Once more, we have a positive performance with a growth of 4%. These are percentages. These are lower percentages than we had in the first quarters of the year, but we have to remember that we had an increase of the consumer base, and these two classes are very important, and this makes it more similar than the previous semester. But even so, it maintains the market in a high consumption. The big highlight is the growth of the industrial market with a growth of 4%, and I think this gives us a clear dimension of an uptake in the industrial. It was lower, and in the light of what's happening in the fourth quarter with a positive performance of 4%. We can see on the right side the performance of the main industrial sectors of our market. We see food with a small decline, 0.8%, but all the others with robust growth: chemicals, rubber, vehicles, metallurgy with important growth. This is one quarter, more quarter with a positive impact in the average temperature, especially in the state of São Paulo, with an average temperature in this quarter which is higher than last year. Now let's move to the next slide. The accumulated sales of the 9 months, we see a growth of 5.2%, and this is very much impacted by the first quarter, the residential and commercial areas with a rate of 9% and the industry of 2.6%. So clearly here, it's a positive sign that the industry is growing more and has a good perspective when we look at the months forward. On the spreadsheet, on the bottom part of our slide, we can see that AGD continues bringing a positive impact, an impact of about 2% in the consolidated. So we continue having an expansion, even though we have this in our concessionaires. Now, what about delinquency? We have a delinquency which is stable during this year of 2024. It's high, so we have a certain difficulty and a challenge to reduce our delinquency during this year. We follow with cut volumes lower than the historical volumes of last year, but due to a series of factors, especially climate events, whether it be in São Paulo or in Rio Grande do Sul, this made us reduce our volume of power cuts. And the expectation from now forward is to an uptake of these volumes, and I would say a more positive forecast in the control of delinquency. We start seeing a positive reflex already in this fourth quarter. The year is going to be very much impacted by these 9 months, but we feel a positive delinquency rate during the next quarter. Well, the next slide, we talk about distribution losses, a small increase. These effects are similar to the effects of delinquency and also a series of events that makes us it makes it difficult to fight frauds as we had this year, and also the expectation of an uptake. We had an average of 80% of inspections, and also with a more positive forecast in the control and the reduction of our total losses. The next slide is the generation performance. Here we have an effect in the increase of the PLLD because of the drought in the third quarter. We had this especially in the southeast, and this scenario starts changing during the last weeks with an improvement in the hydrology and already with perceptible reflexes in the reduction of the spot market. We always comment this: the excess offer has a natural pressure to lower prices, and this can be altered depending on the hydrology, if it's worse or better. And this is what happened in the recent part. And I would say now, with a more positive expectation on the point of view of hydrology during the next years, the GSF, we closed with 81%. With the accumulated of 9 months, 90% practically aligned with the year of 2023. In wind generation, here the big impact of the quarter is the effect of the curtailment. We can notice that without this effect, we would have had the best performance of wins, a growth of 19.5%. When we include this effect of curtailment, this increase ends up in a reduction of 3.7%. As I said, we are very focused to get an alternative for this curtailment, not only for CPFL, but for the sector in general. Our availability is stable, close to 95% in all our wind farms. Now we're going to talk about each of the business segments, and we can see this variation of 0.7% from one quarter to another quarter. We have a negative effect in distribution of 3.5% after generation with a growth of 0.6% and transmission with a growth of 42.6%. In the segment of commercialization, a drop of 61%. Now let's move for the effect of distribution, this drop of 61%. The big negative impact comes from the market and the tariff. Although there's a volume growth, we have an important effect of the tariff due to the variation of the parcel B that had a negative readjustment because of the GPM. So this is reflected in this financial impact in our results, added to the effect of losses, the increase of losses that we had during this year. This also brings us a relevant impact in our market bar tariffs. The PDD with a negative effect of 33 million. We also commented the maintenance of the higher levels of PDD, and here a reduction. A positive reduction of the PMSO of 10 million. And the financial statements gives us a positive impact due to the variation of the IPCA from 0.27 to 0.57 in this quarter. In generation, as we can see, the large effect are the restrictions of 96 million, partially compensated by the best performance of winds that we had with 65 million reais. In transmission, a positive variation of 112 million reais in the vision of the IFRS, with an increase of margin of 110 million reais, the main impact here. In the regulatory vision, we have a drop of 82 million due to the adjustment that brought this RAP readjustment, which brought this readjustment. Now, the segment of commercial adjacent services, we have a negative impact in our margin of trading due to this volatility of short-term prices, a negative impact of 45 million reais, partially compensated by the better performance of the services with a growth of 12 million reais. Financial results, we have 59 million reais, so we have to highlight here a positive variation of the CDI with a drop of 3.22 in 2023 to 2.55 in 2024, but we have an accounting effect with a negative variation of 70 million reals. Without this impact, we would have a better performance due to the drop of the CDI. When we look at the nine accumulated months, then we have in distribution the better performance linked to the growth of the market and bar tariff, especially in the first quarter of the year. In generation, the restrictions of the ONS that are impacting the energy cut, more or less compensated by the best performance of the winds this year when we compare to last year. In the segment of transmission, we close with an EBITDA of 863 million reais, in the regulatory vision, an EBITDA of 652 million with a growth of R$19 million in comparison to the two quarters. And in commerce, adjacent services, R$199 million. The positive impact is the performance of the service arm. Now we're going to talk about the financial results, a variation of 355 million. The large effect here, almost 300 million coming from the mark to market. We did a registry, a positive registry, which was very relevant for the mark to market, and we give this back, and it brings us a negative impact of almost R$300 million. Leverage, the total debt, net 26.6 with a leverage of 2.604. We always remember the covenant of 375. So the level of leveraging is comfortable with the relation to our financial covenants. One more quarter with a positive highlight. We got 2.9 billion reals with a very low cost, and the when we look at the accumulated of the 9 months was also almost 9 billion reals with an average time frame of 6 years, 5.7 years. So we have a good condition of the market. We are substituting, and we are working with our debts, and we don't have short time expiry dates. As for indebtedness, it's about 6.5%. Our index is this main CDI with 81%, inflation with 18%. In the variation here, in our amortization, we can see that all the emissions short term, we have a concentration of this amortization schedule for us to plan and in a well-disciplined way, go back to the market to refinance these debts in good conditions. And that's our expectation to do this during the next quarter. As for the CapEx, we close with 1.4 billion reais, a growth of 70%, very much concentrated in distribution, 1.112 and 24.1 in relation to 2023, and the accumulated of 9 months, we 3.9 with a growth of 10%, and the expectation is that we can deliver the CapEx of 5.9 billion reals. And lastly, I think this is very important, project, a green project. This project has been officially launched with the government of the Rio Grande do Norte. It's a partnership with Mizzou. And after these investments, we should produce 3 gigabytes a year. The investment is 44 million. And we are going to substitute this for hydrogen. So the conclusion of this project in 2027, and an important fact here that was responsible for our choice of this project is that we really should choose a project that we understand as we gain in the technology and the usage, that this be a business model that can be scalable. So we hope we can learn a lot with this project so that we can make the cost cheaper, make the technology competitive so that we can scale this business model and then use this hydrogen in much more. Just this project that brings in a positive impact in the reduction of CO2, 12.5 tons avoided, but it is a pilot project that we hope to scale as technology becomes more competitive. Well, this is information. I'm now going to give the floor back to Cirino. Thank you very much. Thank you, Gustavo, for your presentation. We're now going to open for questions and answers, and we're going to go according to the order. Just press the button, raise your hands, and we will follow. The first question is from Marcelo Sá from the Itaú. Thank you, Marcelo, for your participation. You can go ahead and ask the question. Good morning. Well, the first question, if you could comment a bit, what was the impact of this change of the ONS? How did this impact your assets? And how is it impacting in this fourth quarter? I'd also like to understand the decrease, the significant decrease, and also to understand on the regulatory side, which is ongoing, of a change of classification, if there's going to be some type of compensation. But if you could explain how these conversations are evolving, please. Well, the changes still don't have a significant effect. It's something that we have to wait a bit more to understand the impact in our case, how some restrictions were reduced in Ceará. In our specific case, the number of cuts increased in Rio Grande do Norte. So there was a bottleneck in Ceará, which was removed, but this bottleneck went to another point in the chain. So in Rio Grande do Norte, the costs increased. And as for the exchange, the ONS, the volume that we had in August, so, but we had the entry of new lines. So the expectation is that it would be higher than August last year. And also, so that we can use the offer of energy that we got since then. So we continue talking with the ministry and with the ANEEL. Operational-wise, we didn't have a significant reduction in the cuts. There was a reduction, but it's small. Some specific areas, you'll see a significant reduction. We have some cases like that, which is where we had a specific bottleneck. And with the entry of some lines of equipment, this was extinguished. But in general, the cuts in the Northeast, they continue, still an irrelevant amount. In relation to the discussion about reclassification, we continue this conversation, this technical and regulatory information. We've had several meetings with ANEEL, with ONS, and we're still awaiting for an official response about the reclassifications. We still don't have an answer, and this discussion is ongoing. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you. Let's move to the second question that comes from Daniel from Safra Bank. Thank you for your participation. Feel free to ask your question. Hello, thank you for the opportunity. I would like to ask about the dividend dynamic moving forward and also the concession renewal, which has effects. I'd like to understand when do you expect this to happen, in fact, and when could we expect these dividends take place again, as we saw in some occasions in the past. Well, it's two terms that correlate and that we deal with separately. I think which are the conditions that we understand that are possible for us to maintain the VNR topic the way that we account it today up to the end of the first concession. I think this is a discussion that has happened not only in CPFL but involving all the other companies, also the regulating agencies, and especially the audits. So I think this is a technical term for us to understand this. This brings an impact in the. So it impacts the effects of the dividends. So I think it's the volume of the dividend, much more the volume than a payout issue. So we were purging this effect of the VNR and the payment of dividends since it's a non-cash effect. So on our side, we understand that as it does not affect our cash flow, it does not affect the execution of our investment plan, and it was not affecting in this recent past distribution of dividends. We understand that it's a less relevant topic. It's much more an accounting issue, and we, due to the stability of the results, and we understand that we have arguments that we can maintain the VNR up to the end of this first concession, and this is being done for the investor. I think the strategy that we are taking is the same strategy that we were undergoing before this discussion. Thank you very much, Gustavo, Danielle. Well, we don't have any more questions now, so I'm going to end the presentation. Before going to the final considerations, I have two messages. The first one is the Investor Day. You've already received it. You'll receive the invitation with the agenda. It'll take place in Campinas on the 10th of December, and we count on you. And one more message, which is very important, is to bring or to introduce Ms. Wang Qiji, who's the new CFO of the CPFL Group. Please introduce yourself.
Bom dia, everyone. I'm Cody. It's my pleasure and honor to work with such an outstanding company like CPFL. And CPFL has had a long-term good relationship and established deep trust with the investors and with the market. So in my term of service, I'm going to do my best to keep building this strong, open and responsible relationship with our investors and with the market. So I'm looking forward to work with every one of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kedi. So I'm going to give the floor for the final considerations of Gustavo Estrella. Thank you very much. Well, we're closing our call. We have one more quarter with consistent results. We have a positive performance of the market, and this brings us a positive perspective when we look not only the end of this year, but 2025, when manufacturing will start again. This brings a positive impact and a positive sign of the dynamic of economical growth, which always reflects on our business in general. We have two topics under discussion: the curtailment, an expectation which is still positive that we will reach a solution of this challenge for the sector in general, and not only generation, but also the stability of the sector in general, the perspective of growth, new investments, etc. So we have a positive dialogue to find a sectorial solution for this complex topic that we have today. Another important topic is the concession renewal. We also have a positive vision that we're going to get there. We are close to the conclusion of this process. The important thing is that it brings us this stability and this long-term vision for such an important segment as distribution, long-term, that allows us to continue our programs of investment, to go after innovation and quality for our client, because these are topics that we're very focused on with a positive perspective to conclude short-term. So I thank you all for your participation in our call and hope to see you in the next quarter. Thank you very much.